worldwide.com.
Here it is.
I've seen your face before, my friend.
This people,
but I don't know,
is season
you
2
know who I am.
Of the Boom Boom Room.
Indeed,
we are back at it right after Thanksgiving. You got fulfilled with your food, your turkey, your greens, your eggs. I mean, your macaroni and cheese, your deviled eggs. What else? Mashed potatoes, sweet potatoes, whatever you can think of, all the gravy you could get, all the desserts you could get, all the chest pie, all the sweet potato pie. And here I am, right here to fulfill all your informational needs with volunteer basketball, everything Vol. It's me, Ron Slay, VFL, SEC legend himself. Right here, the people asked for it again. You got it again. We are back right here at 950 WAKM. The number, first of all, let's get this out here, 615-794-1950. That's the number to call in. So, people, I'm excited to be back. More improved show. If you're logged on into any social media platform, we're on Facebook, we're on Periscope, we're on Instagram, Ron Slay 35 on Instagram, Ron Slay 35 on Twitter /Periscope, and Ron Slay on Facebook. We people are going to dive right into it. And the first thing at hand, we're going to talk about this volunteer football team real quick. Because I know you all want to know what's going on with the basketball team. But I wouldn't feel like I'm doing a just do to you all if I didn't tell you what's going on with football. Knowing that last season they were 5-7 under Coach Pruitt in year number one. And they bounced back right now at 6-5 with a big matchup, a season-ending matchup versus Vanderbilt tomorrow in Neyland Stadium, people. Yeah, Vandy's got the best of us the last, what, 2, maybe 3 years? 2 years for sure. This year, though, I'm tell you what. This team right here got a different kind of fight about themselves. You hear me? A different kind of fight. And we'll see how Juwan Jennings, salute to him, and those guys that he's leading out there on the field want to go out as seniors. Will they be remembered for putting a whooping on Vandy? Turning the program around? Oh, will Vandy go up there on the Rocket Top and get him one? Not sure. I'm a betting man. And I'm betting on UT spanking them. I think the line, since we can talk about betting and things like that now, I think the line is like 21. I think ESPN has it at 22. That's a lot of points. But one thing for sure, the way those three receivers are playing right now, Palmer, Callaway, and Juwan Jennings, boy, buckle up, because guess what? They might put some on them. I'm telling you right now, special teams will score, defense will get a turnover and score also. That's 14. Let's do the rest. They can add it up however they want to do it. On from football. Matter of fact, before we get on, they are bowl eligible, people. They are bowl eligible, regardless of the win or the loss. But 7-5, a little better than 6-5, and it's better than 6-6. So that's what we're aiming for. Go Vols. Now, back to where we left off last year. This, people, is the fifth season. The fifth season for Coach Barnes. Last year, I talked to you all, the last game of the year was versus Auburn. The Vols took a loss. And I remember telling you guys, like, it was going to be a tough game down there at Auburn. Loss at the buzzer. Kind of what we expected. Well, I expected, and I try to give you all the same insight. So before we dive into this, let's talk about Coach Barnes a little bit and where he has this program headed and where he came from with this program. First season, Coach Barnes steps into the program. The Vols finished 6-12 in the SEC, 15-19 overall. Finished 12th in the SEC. Season two, people start scratching their head a little bit. They finished 9th in the SEC. 500 records, 16-16. People are like, man, wait a minute. Something ain't right. But he started getting his guys in there. Start molding the guys that he had there before. Robert Hubbs, he laid the table. Kevin Punter Jr., he laid the table. So the foundation was set. Well, these guys, Grant Williams and Admiral Schofield, Jordan Bone, all these guys, Kyle Alexander, they left the situation in a much better place than it was when they got there. They come out year three under Coach Barnes, and guess what? Picked to finish 13th? Picked to finish 13th. That's dead last in the SEC. That's where, no pun intended, but that's where Vandy finished last year. That's what they had UT to pick in year three. So all they did was go on and go 13-5 in the SEC, come out as SEC champs, 26-9 record, made it to the second round of the tourney. Coach Barnes got named SEC Coach of the Year. Grant Williams, SEC Player of the Year as a sophomore. Admiral Schofield, second team, all SEC. Lamonte Turner, sixth man of the year in the SEC. So what do you do when you get all of those accolades and accomplishments? Do you rest on your laurels, or do you go back in the summer and go back to work? Feel like they got booted out a little early. So they went back and got to work. What did they do in year four, which was last year? Nothing but a ho-hum, finishing second in the SEC. Sweet 16 berth, tied for the most wins in school history. Barnes named National Coach of the Year. 19-game winning streak. Perfect 18-0 at home, ranked in the top 10 throughout the year. Some of those weeks spent at number one. Grant earned first-team All-American honors, back-to-back SEC Player of the Year. Bone and Admiral Schofield both made All-SEC teams. Also, Jordan Bowden should have made one of those teams, but that's neither here nor there. We'll get into that later. And it was capped with an overtime loss to Purdue. They ran into a hot shooting Carson Edwards, who went on and we saw was drafted and is living up to his name. But I say all that to stay on course with Coach Barnes. The man was brought in to do a job. A lot of people thought that him doing the job was him just collecting the check and getting ready for retirement. And he had something else to say about that. No, no, no. I will not go into this grave. I will not. I will come from these ashes, and I will rise along with this program. And that's what he did. So in year five, how does Coach Barnes top his success that he's already had? What does he do different as a coach? Coming in with a different coaching staff. You got Coach Rob Lanier. Salute to Rob Lanier. A guy that's 100. Taking the job down in Georgia State, and I believe he took the assistant to Coach Barnes, special assistant to Coach Barnes, Kyle Condon, with him. Salute to both of those guys and everything they did for the program. Look to see big things out of them at Georgia State. But now you have stepping in Coach Mike Schwartz as the associate head coach now. So everybody got bumped up. Dez Oliver. These are guys that have been there with the foundation of the program. Kim English is the newcomer of this group, a young upcoming coach. Had a nice stint in the league, played with Detroit for a minute. Got some NBA experience under his resume. Did a great job coaching. Now Coach Barnes has put him in a position to get his feet wet and see what he can bring to the table. Does he have big shoes to fill behind Dez Oliver? You better believe it. You better believe it. And shout out to Garrett Mendenhall, the strength coach. I know a lot of guys see him jumping, the big bruiser, sitting at half court getting the guys hyped. When they do the one fly, we all fly. That's Big G. Shout out to him for keeping those guys healthy. IJ Poole is another guy that's the assistant to head coach Barnes, taking Kyle Condon's job. So you have to give him props also. And one person that cannot be left out, two people, Mary Carter, the Dobo, that's director of basketball operations for the men's basketball team, and the one and only Chad Newman, the trainer, who keeps these guys healthy, keeps them on their feet, keeps them hydrated, keep them rolling. He can never be – I would be remiss if I never said Chad Newman. Now, that's one of the – when you say Coach Barnes, you need to be saying Chad Newman. When you say of success, you need to be saying Chad Newman. I'm just going to put that out there. So that's where we are with the staff. Now, to bring everybody up to speed, if this is your first time watching the Boom Boom Room, if you're on all our social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, Periscope, Ron Slay 35 on Instagram, Ron Slay 35 on Twitter, Periscope, and Ron Slay on Facebook. If this is your first time, I want to bring you up to speed to what we lost. If you're not a Vol fan, if somebody told you, hey, you know what? I'm going to tune into him because he got an interesting show. I like his energy. I like what he's talking about. I like his content, some substance to it. So we're talking about the Vols. I got to tell you what and how we will replace what we lost. Because I was telling you in this bio of Coach Barnes and all this success, I'm naming Grant SEC Player of the Year, Admiral All-SEC, Jordan All-SEC, Lamonte Turner, All-SEC, Sixth Man of the Year, Jordan Bowden, honorable mention. You got guys coming out the woodwork like, man, what they going to do? And don't forget about Kyle Alexander. Just because he didn't make an All-SEC team, this young man was anchoring the middle, no pun intended, to what we're going to do to Vanderbilt tomorrow. But he was anchoring the middle and holding it down and protecting the basket. And we lost him also. That's four key guys, people. Four of your five starters gone. What we going to do? I'm going to explain that to you. How we going to pick that up? And who will emerge as leaders of this team and lead them in scoring, whether it be rebounding? Who will be the bright spots? How will UT continue this success leading into this fifth year of Coach Barnes? You're right now with Ron Slay in the Boom Boom Room. People, we'll be right back. And I got a special guest coming up later. This is it.
Hi, I'm Blair Durham. No one expects to be in an accident, but when it happens, it's important to know what to do and who to call. The moments after a wreck are stressful, and our team is waiting to take care of you. You need an experienced lawyer by your side, and that is us. At Bart Durham Injury Law, we have more than 75 years experience helping people just like you. Call us at 615-242-9000 or visit us at bartdurham.com. 615-242-9000, bartdurham.com.
What's up, good people? We are back. We are back. We are back. This is the Boom Boom Room. I am your host, Ron Slay, VFL SEC legend. Real quick, let me tell you. The Boom Boom Room is brought to you this year by our guy, Bart Durham. This is our new exclusive sponsor to the Boom Boom Room, Bart Durham. We appreciate the love. It will be reciprocated. We're sending all people, any accidents or anything you got, go see Bart Durham. Tell him Slay sent you. Tell him I sent you. I like that music, boy. Woo, it's doing something to me, people. It's doing something to me after Thanksgiving. I got a little wiggle in me. Now listen up, people. The number you can reach us at, 615-794-1950. 615-794-1950. That's the number you can reach us at. And you will be live. Ask whatever question you want. I will give you the best answer that I can give you, in my opinion. Even though in the Boom Boom Room, my opinion is gold. But that doesn't mean you can't come back and, you know, have a little battle with me. I'm up for it and with all that. So we left off with how do you replace what you lost to continue the success that UT was having under Coach Barnes in year five. So year two, it was a head scratcher. Year three, picked to finish 13th, go on to be SEC champs. Year four should have been SEC champs. Year five, no Grant Williams. New people to the show, Grant Williams, all he did was go out and average 19 points, 7.5 rebounds. some light. Become one of the only players to be back-to-back SEC players of the year. No small feat at all. Go on to become a first-team All-American. Now, to show you how difficult and special this was all at the same time, there were only three All-Americans at the University of Tennessee from, matter of fact, let's take it all the way back from 1990 all the way to present day that we are in today. There's only been four. Anybody want to call in and tell me who those four were? I might have something for you, a little Boom Boom Room. We might have a Boom Boom Room treat for you. If you can answer that trivia without looking it up, you got 2 minutes, though. So call in, 615-794-1950. Four All-Americans since 1990 have been at the University of Tennessee. Grant Williams was one, so you got one. You need to come up with the other three. Another person lost, Admiral Schofield. All he did was average 16.5, 6.1 rebounds, be an all-SEC performer back-to-back years. Then you have Jordan Bone. All he did was lead the SEC in assists back-to-back years. Come in as a senior and guide the team, get everybody involved, and average 14 also. Then you got Kyle Alexander, anchor in the middle. Second in the SEC in blocks. Average 8 points. But the 8 points were so impactful, it felt like 12. Felt like he was averaging a double-double. I'm going to be honest. So how do you, moving on from these guys, replace what you're losing? Who is the guy to step up? Who's the guy to fill a Grant Williams role, to fill an Admiral Schofield role, to go out and lead the team like Jordan Bone did? Who are the guys to do that? So no one called in, and no one wrote on Facebook or Instagram. I didn't see on Periscope. Let me see if they – nah, nobody wrote in on there either. So let me tell you who it is. Allen Houston in the 90s. Grant Williams recently. Before Grant Williams, it was Chris Lofton. And the fourth is yours truly, Ron Slay. Those are the only four All-Americans. So that tells you how many teams, like Bruce Pearl had a great era. Coach Barnes is having a great era. Coach Jerry Green had a great era. Kevin O'Neill, Wade Houston, all with these great players. And this McDonald's All-Americans coming. And it was still only four All-Americans. So that tells you what work Grant Williams put in, and he was only a junior, people. So how do we get there and to replace what we lost? I know Lamonte Turner and Jordan Bowden will be the catalyst. Both, in order for, I'm going to tell you how you know it's a successful year. At the end of the year, if both of these young men are on first team all SEC, maybe second team, but I believe they'll be on first team. Jordan Bowden, right now, is averaging 16.6 a game and 5.2 rebounds, shooting 50% from the three. Now, to bring you up to speed, these Volunteers started ranked outside of the top 25. They are currently ranked 17th in the nation. Why the disrespect being outside the top 25? That's neither here nor there. We won't worry about it. But the main thing is they are ranked in the top 17. I mean, the top 25 now at 17. So you got Bowden stepping up with his average. He was not in double figures last year. He has upped his average to 16.6, but we'll round it off and give him 17 because that's just what we're going to do. 17 and 5.2, shooting 50% from three. At 33 minutes a night, who steps up for Bone? Who gets those Bone minutes? Lamonte Turner. Lamonte Turner averaging 35 minutes a game. Now, remind you, 2 years ago, he was a sixth man of the year. Last year, he was a sixth man of the year. Stepped right into that Bone role, that void that he left, and he's averaging 14-4 and 9.2 assists, people. 9.2 assists. He's had three games with double-digit assists already in the season. I think we got something to look forward to. These two young men are fire and battle-tested and have answered the bell on many occasions in the last 3 years. So it's going to be interesting with them at the helm of the team and with the keys to run the team, what they will do. Now, who's the guy that steps up and gives you that extra oomph that Grant Williams leaves out or Admiral Schofield leaves out? Right now it's Yves Pons. We saw him Air France, as some like to call him. We saw him flying high last year. A lot of highlights, a lot of dunks, a lot of block shots. But could he really hunker down and play defense, switch, be able to know what's going on, knowing that he's a foreigner and the language barrier and what may be between that? Can he get Coach Barnes' system, which is predicated on defense, and also being able to knock down an open shot? Motion, being smart. Taking small shots, turning down the good shot to get a better shot, the better shot to get a great shot. Can he do this? So far, people, he has. He's shooting the ball outside of 15 feet, which is very impressive. I didn't think he could do that. The man is stroking the three. Now, granted, he's in the mid-30s percentage-wise, but they're impactful threes. They're early in the game. They're open threes. And he has to shoot those in order to build his own confidence. And one thing for sure, if he's shooting that in the game, he's practicing. He's averaging 13-5 right now in 32 minutes. So he went from getting in the teens in his minutes, from 12 to 14 minutes a game, all the way up to 32. Interesting. And he's answering the bell. Now, Mr. Energy himself, John Fulkerson, another guy I believe should step up. Can he fill the void that Kyle Alexander left behind? It's to be seen. Kyle Alexander was running around at 6'10", 6'11". Fulkerson's a 6'9", 6'8", 6'9", guy. A lot more active, though. About equal as finishers. We'll see if he can hold down the paint and block shots. But right now, they got Yves Pons doing it. Throwing shots in the stands left and right. So that's a big factor. Fulkerson right now is playing 27 minutes a game, averaging 11.4 and points per game and 6.4 rebounds. Now, it's an All-American that has graced us with his presence. Josiah James, a point guard, standing 6'5"-ish, 6'6"-ish, big shoulders, nice body frame, look like he might get stronger, got cat quick skills, a big guard that's out there rebounding. The man's averaging 7.2 rebounds a game. That's tough from your guard spot. This man was recruited as a point guard. He's leading the team in rebounding. That says something. He's doing what it takes. He's doing what it takes to get on the floor and to stay on the floor. So whether it be rebounding, whether it be scoring, whether it be assisting, he's also averaging 4 assists a game. So 5 points, 4 assists, and 7.2 rebounds in 29 minutes. When you're out there with guys like Bowden and Turner, who you know are going to get the shots, he's just finding his way. Finding his way. Helping us, not hurting us. Shout out to Skill Wing. Help us, don't hurt us. That's what we're saying. Now, the jewel who I thought, and the season is still young, who I thought would step up into that Schofield spot / Bowden's last year spot before he took on a new role, I thought it was going to be Jalen Johnson, the lefty, very athletic lefty, 6'7"-ish, long, slender, strong, run, athletic, take off, left, cocked way back in finishing, in transition, beautiful stroke from three. Numbers not really there yet. The minutes are. He's at 13.6 minutes a game. Numbers, they only averaging 3 points and 2 rebounds. I kind of expect a little bit more, but that just means the door is open for another guy to come in that door. Who was it? The kid from Finland, Olivier Kamwa. Now, if you see his name spelled N-K-A-M-H-O-U-A, it's pronounced Kamwa. This is a true freshman, people. A true freshman out there getting busy. Major minutes so far. Keep your eyes open for Devontae Gaines. Kid came in from Buffalo, did a prep year at Hargrave Military Academy, playing some good minutes. Drew Pember from Bearden, fresh off a state title. Another guy, energy guy. 6'9"-ish. Now the problem that we didn't get to was Euros. The NCAA said he was ineligible, didn't grant his appeal in order to play. That was whack. Let's call a spade a spade. That was whack by the NCAA. That's totally whack. But they've done that a lot this year, and people have come out such as Jay Billis and people like that, Dick Vitale, and saying this is a silly rule. It's not being consistent with what they said before and people that they've granted before. So that's a problem. That's a problem. But one thing for sure, these guys that I just named, Bowden, Turner, Eves Pons, Fulkerson, Josiah James, Olivier Kamwa from Finland, Devontae Gaines, Jalen Johnson, Drew Pember, keep your eyes open, people. I know those aren't the big names, but once you get past Bowden and Turner, those aren't the big names jumping off the screen to you, and you're not really familiar with them. But I'm telling you right now, they play Florida State tonight. Primetime game. UT's ranked number 17. They're coming in as an underdog. Every single time that they put these boys as the underdog, all they do is come out scratching and clawing. Scratching and clawing. They said they were going to finish 13th in year three. That's last in the SEC. Back was against the wall. What'd they do? Just won the SEC championship. Nothing. I guess nothing in some people's eyes. But to me, that's a lot. That says a lot. Not a lot of them running around. Champion in whatever. Ping pong, whatever. You're a champion. Keep your eyes open. So what we going to do when we get back from this break? We talked about who's taking the next step. Where will the Vols finish in the SEC? I got a special guest coming in. I've been trying to get this man here for at least a year. At least a year, people. He's finally in the building. We're going to talk basketball. We're just going to talk keeping it real in sports, the youth sports, his impact on sports here in our city. And we'll be right back. This is Ron Slay in the Boom Boom Room, people. Stay locked. Some loving, give yourself, and I'll take it there.
Hi, I'm Blair Durham. No one expects to be in an accident, but when it happens, it's important to know what to do and who to call. The moments after a wreck are stressful, and our team is waiting to take care of you. You need an experienced lawyer by your side, and that is us. At Bart Durham Injury Law, we have more than 75 years' experience helping people just like you. Call us at 615-242-9000 or visit us at bartdurham.com. 615-242-9000, bartdurham.com.
Here we go.
Damn.
Hey. What a fool believes. Yes, sir. You are back in the Boom Boom Room with Ron Slay himself. Brought to you by our good friend Bart Durham. Appreciate the love over there. Appreciate the love. Now, people, I got a special guest. He's in the house. And this guy here is a Nashville jewel, Nashville legend. Also being impactful, not only in his community, but I'm going to say statewide. So if you see it out there, you see it donned at the games or at these high school games, at college games, you see the SW logo. You know what it is. It's Skill Wing himself, my ride or die, my dog, Marcus Kinzel. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the Boom Boom Room.
What up? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, buddy. Finally got him in the house, y'all. I finally got him in the house. And guess what? We live on Instagram, Ron Slay 35, Skill Wing Workouts, Periscope Ron Slay 35, and Ron Slay Facebook. And guess what, people? We got four cameras going, and you still can't see them. That's what I'm trying to tell y'all about. You still can't see them. We got four cameras going right now. You still can't see my guy. But you can hear him, though. That's a lot more than a lot of people can ever say. You can hear him. So, man, we appreciate you coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Before I get into where do I see the Vols finishing, we'll do that in the last segment. I just want to wrap with you and see what have you been up to. I remember when you cranked up with Skill Wing, the growth that you see in it. What do you think? Do you see Skill Wing in the next 10, 15 years? From especially where you saw it, where you envisioned it when you first started Skill Wing, the growth that you see now and then in the future. So let's start with your idea for starting Skill Wing. Where'd that come about?
First of all, I'd like to wish Malcolm and Neil a happy birthday.
Happy birthday,
him
easy.
And Carter. You know, happy birthday, Malcolm, you and Carter. But Skill Wing is just something that came about, you know.
Mm-hmm.
From the early days of going to the gym with my pops and going to the center with Rico and people picking me up and
right.
playing against older guys and competing, you know. I really don't know,
yeah.
you know. I mean, it's just something that came to fruition.
Right.
You know, but I always want to stay in the gym and I always want to work on my game and try to become the best I could be.
And for the people that don't know, he'll be humble and modest about it, but I'm telling you right now, man, if you got to give me a PG to go run with, I know who I'm picking every single time. And it's been like that since younger. This has been my guy since we were younger, man. He went on Glen Cliff, did his thing. Glen Cliff went on full ride to Tulane. But before that, he went to MCI, right?
I went to Solberry Prep.
Okay. There you go. So this Skill Wing workout, Skill Wing Academy, it didn't just – he finished up school and playing, and all of a sudden, like, man, what am I going to do? I'm going to just jump into this. This was embedded in him, you know, and I got to see the growth in it from younger, you know, and he picked a direction and took it, and Skill Wing is formed, and, man, if you ever looking for him, just pull up at the gym. I can guarantee you're going to find him. I can guarantee you're going to find him. So let me ask you this. How many clients or athletes or family, you know, I know from being around it, you look at anybody involved with Skill Wing as family.
Mm-hmm.
How many of those athletes do you have in college, whether it be pros? I know the high school is wide range, but as far as people that's reached to a Division I level or Division II, whatever it may be, how many of them do you think it is in college? I know for a fact it's plenty playing pro. I'm one of them. So, well, I was one of them. Okay. But how many you think?
I'm not sure. I don't keep count. We just get in the gym. We lock in. We do our things. We keep in touch with each other and build and grow from there. So
no doubt.
I'm not sure of the exact number.
Okay. So now where you are with Skill Wing with the workouts. Now I know you give back to the community. You just had your turkey drive. Your Thanksgiving dinner.
Mm-hmm.
You're always giving back as far as whether it be clothes, whether it be shoes, whether it be building your brand, whether it be helping people out as behind the scenes, whatever it may be.
Right.
What does the future hold for Skill Wing? What would you like the Skill Wing Academy to grow into?
I want the academy to grow into a gym. And the gym will go into a workspace to where we can provide 24-hour access to anybody who wants to grow their game, you know, and any trainer who wants to become a trainer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not just going to be a specific group. It's going to be open.
Right.
You know, so if you committed to it, it's going to happen.
Right.
You know,
right.
If you committed to it, it's going to happen. If you're not committed to it, it's going to fluctuate.
Yeah.
You know, like anything else in life.
Yeah.
If you commit to something, you're going to see good results.
No doubt about it. So that people be on the lookout. And anybody looking to invest in a gym and get Skill Wing the groundwork for the Skill Wing gym popping, we are accepting. He'll be bashful. Y'all can reach me, Ron Slay 35, on Instagram, social media, Facebook, inbox, anything. And also Skill Wing workouts. Y'all hit them up. Can we get your number out?
That's fine.
615-480-4783. Hit them up, man, if you're interested in your kid working out, getting better. We are not, and I say we because I feel like I'm on the Skill Wing.
No doubt.
When we are not guaranteeing that they are going to get the Division I contract that you so-called dreamed about or whatever it may be, but most definitely they will get the best opportunity and be able to max out their talent. And whatever effort they put in, they will be able to see it. Return to them.
Mm-hmm.
So, and,
no doubt.
And it won't be a waste, and that's a guarantee.
Mm-hmm.
So, your knowledge in basketball. I know you keep up with basketball. This is your world right here.
I try to.
Yeah. So, enough about you. I know you don't like talking about
Thank you.
You.
I appreciate that.
So, tell me what you think about Tennessee basketball and the way it's headed. You heard earlier about the stats out and the resume I ran off for the last 4 years of Tennessee basketball. You know, they lost Jordan Bone. You know these guys.
Admiral right.
Schofield, Grant Williams, Kyle Alexander. They lost these guys. And you see the guys trying to step up like a Jordan Bowden,
right.
Lamonte Turner. Who do you think would have to take the bull by the horns, such as Grant did last year? His was a little different. Like, it may be done in a different method. But who do you think has to be that guy for the team to wield the team and drive the team?
Well, I think it's going to be a two-man job with Bowden and Lamonte coming back and being the seniors and having the most experience on the team. So people are going to be leaning on both of them to provide what they need, leadership on and off the court, timely buckets, timely stops, you know, when we get frustrated and things like that. Those are two people that even Coach Barnes is going to lean on, I feel, you know, to provide for the younger guys.
Definitely. I feel the same way. Now, it's always that guy that has to come off. And I gave my opinion on who I thought it would be. Who's that guy that surprise guy? Like last year was Lamonte, but while his shoulder was hurting, it was Jordan Bowden to step up. Who do you think is that reserve that, or not even reserve, could be a starter that comes to the forefront? You like, man, oh, they got to have him playing well in order to win. Who do you think that
I think is? It's Johnson, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like moving forward, he showed the most potential, you know, in scoring,
right.
Length. Athleticism,
right?
Just to be able to guard multiple positions, mm-hmm. be able to play multiple positions.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's just going to take time and him relaxing and just feeling comfortable out there and just playing the same game that he's always played since he's been young.
Mm-hmm.
And then it'll flourish for him.
I totally agree, man. Totally agree. Mm-hmm. We'll get into later about the class that Coach Barnes has
amazing
coming
class.
In.
Yeah.
Well, it's ranked top five in the nation, man.
Right.
ESPN.
I would like to add also, too, though, that, you know, you build the foundation of a program with something steady.
Right.
And something solid. And that's what he did with Grant and those guys. And now, once the foundation is set, you can start building them skyscrapers.
Right.
You know, and like you were speaking on later, that recruiting class
is
it's part serious. Of those skyscrapers. Yeah, it's going to attract what he's trying to attract.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And I think that's well put, man. Like the foundation that he got when people were scratching their heads and they were finished 12th in the SEC, mm-hmm. then finished 9th with a 500 record, and now you look up, man, and they got the longest active win streak at home in NCAA with 30 mm-hmm. games. So, I mean, that's pretty impressive, man, to see this program come full circle
mm-hmm.
and back to the days like we remember it with Bruce Pearl, also my years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was a little shaky in between there, even though Cunzo did a terrific job.
Amazing job.
Yeah, terrific job, especially with the talent that he had. But then he got, you know, you got Donnie Tindall in there. You know, he got a couple of guys, you know, Buzz and things like that. It's anything. So, people, what we're telling you is we got more to come,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to talk about, I'm going to give Marcus's take on where he thinks UT will finish in the SEC, who will challenge them also, and if they're not, we'll take his top four. We'll take his top four in the SEC, who he thinks is going to get that done. And then also, a diamond in the rough, see where he thinks that the SEC Player of the Year, where he resides. Is it Florida? Is it Georgia? Is it UT? Is it Kentucky? We'll see when we get back. This is Ron Slay. You're in the Boom Boom Room. Special guest Marcus Kinzer. Stay locked, people.
Hi, I'm Blair Durham. No one expects to be in an accident, but when it happens, it's important to know what to do and who to call. The moments after a wreck are stressful, and our team is waiting to take care of you. You need an experienced lawyer by your side, and that is us. At Bart Durham Injury Law, we have more than 75 years experience helping people just like you. Call us at 615-242-9000 or visit us at bartdurham.com. 615-242-9000, bartdurham.com. Welcome back, people. You are in the Boom Boom Room with Ron Slay. The Boom Boom Room is brought to you by our guys, Bart Durham.
Appreciate them showing love this year to the Boom Boom Room. This is season 2, episode 1, people. We do have our special guest, Marcus Kinzel, in effect. And if you're following us on social media, you got Instagram, Ron Slay 35, Facebook, Ron Slay, Twitter, Periscope, Ron Slay 35. And this is the platform, people. 16 weeks straight. Coming right to you. Here it is. However you want it. First, before we jump back into this, when using my platform, I always want to congratulate or expand or boost up another brother that's trying to get his feet wet. My partner, Teron Dotson and Jonah Samuels, both went to school with me, part of the Pearl Cone, back-to-back state champions in football in 97 and 98. They are also having a podcast, Back to Reality Radio Show, 1470 AM, WVOL. The idea, people, and the mission is helping our fellow brother and sister that has been efforted by being in the system, by giving job leads, mentoring, positive advice on living a successful life after prison. This show will air next Wednesday at December 4th from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. You can follow them on Facebook or just listen up to 1470 a.m. 4 to 5 every Wednesday. Their first guest will be a partner of me and Marcus's, Fridge Bryant, who has a hell of a story, man. Mm-hmm. You all should pay attention, and I promise you can get some out of it. So get on Facebook or 1470 AM, Teron Dotson, T-E-H-R-A-N, Beatty. I said Teron Dotson. That's when you know it's your friend, boy. You call him all kind of names. Teron Beatty, hosted by Teron Beatty and Jonath Samuels. So Road to Success After Prison. Stay tuned to that. Marcus, we diving right back into this.
Mm-hmm.
Good people, listen to me. It's some talent in this SEC.
Yes, it is.
And on my other shows and whatever it may be, I've told you guys, give it 2 or 3 years, and the SEC is going to be back bubbling. It started with the coaches. So they started going to get the coaches, the Ben Howlands, the Kermit Davis down at Ole Miss, Rick Barnes at Tennessee, Cal at Kentucky, Frank Martin at South Carolina. Like, it is thick. I'm telling you, like, the talent pool of coaches is thick, and they're veteran coaches with experience. So it's starting to spill over into their programs and out onto the floor. Georgia has a guy, man, that if you haven't seen him yet, man, tune in to Georgia. Tune in to Trey Mann down in Florida, man. Tune in to Kentucky, man. Hagans is back. They're leading a nice bunch. You got us, UT, with a McDonald's. And we're on the low end, in a sense, mm-hmm. as far as the talent pool. And we're still battling. We're number 17 in the nation and not being talked about. So it's interesting, man. But, Marcus, what I want you to do, I want you to give me your – how you think the SEC would finish. And then we'll get into the individual guys.
Okay.
But how do you think the SEC would finish? Give me your top four in no particular order.
All right, no particular order.
No particular order.
UT,
mm-hmm.
Kentucky, Florida – and I just had it on the top of my tongue. UT, Florida,
Kentucky,
and
Georgia.
No, not Georgia.
Okay, Mississippi State.
Maybe, but not them.
Okay, Ole Miss.
Maybe, but not them.
South Carolina.
No.
Not this year. In South Carolina.
This not this year.
Yeah, right.
Not Missouri.
Missouri.
No.
Texas A&M.
No.
Who we miss? Alabama.
No.
Who are we missing?
There's one more. I just had it.
Vandy. Definitely no.
Not Vandy. Okay. They're going to be better.
Be better.
Yeah, they are.
They won't go over. That's
what no, they won't. Not at all.
Okay. So, yeah, Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
Kentucky.
Yeah.
Florida. Auburn. One
more. And Auburn. There you go. Auburn. Bruce Pearl. Mm-hmm. And Auburn.
Can't forget about him. Uh-huh. Can't forget about him. That's a good pick.
But the other teams on the outside looking in at the top four,
mm-hmm.
Ole Miss.
Yeah.
And who'd I say? Ole Miss and Mississippi State
mm-hmm.
on the outside looking in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Definitely can dig that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think Georgia with the Anthony Edwards, I think is his
Anthony
name?
Anthony Edwards, yes.
Yeah, Anthony Edwards. Do you think they can kind of be a surprise Cinderella of the SEC?
I hope so. I hope so. We can see them in March Madness.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah, I
really do.
Yeah, that'll be something else, boy. Seeing him with them bright lights.
Yes, it will.
Yeah. He's definitely not scared of the moment, people.
Not at all.
So give me, if possible,
okay,
your top five guys in the SEC overall?
Like, number one, Edwards.
Okay.
Without question, number one, Edwards. And the rest can go tit for tat, yeah. Right. Blackshear from Florida.
Most definitely. Transfer.
Bowden and Turner.
Mm-hmm.
And I would go Perry, Mississippi State.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can go other guys, too. But those five right there, I feel off the top of my head, are, what's the name, and Maxie. From UK.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Top six, I would say.
Okay. Get it done. Trying to think if it's anybody. Do you think Trey Mann, as far as being down there with Blackshear, will make a splash?
I think so, too. I think they got off to a rough start, though.
Right.
Like, during the year, the expectations was probably kind of high.
Right.
But toward the end of the year, they're going to be really good.
Mm-hmm. Okay, this is what we want to jump into real quick before we go off air, people. Remember, this is every Friday, 5 to 6. You can catch me right here on all social media platforms, whatever it may be. This is the Boom Boom Room. Before we go, the number four class in 2020, we want to give a little love that Coach Barnes went out and got. Jaden Springer from North Carolina.
Yes.
Keon Johnson.
Yes.
From Bell Buckle, Tennessee. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the other guy, Clark, I forgot his last name, but he's a four-star guy. Mm-hmm. But this kid. So that pushed him up to the top five nationally ranked.
Right.
What you think about that class?
I think it's great.
Yeah.
They said they wanted to build a foundation, and then they were going to get those guys.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what they did. That's and remember, this is the same guy who recruited T.J. Ford.
Without doubt.
Kevin Durant.
I'll say that.
LaMarcus Aldridge.
Yeah, P.J. Tucker, all of them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Without question. So he know how to get it done.
Yes, he does.
Yes, he does.
Appreciate that, people, man. Thank you for Marcus for coming through, man.
Thanks for having me.
You're always welcome here in the Boom Boom Room. You are solidified, my man.
Thank you.
People, thank you for listening. Instagram, Facebook, Periscope. This is the Boom Boom Room. This is Season 2, Episode 1. You got to deal with me all year for the SEC remainder of the season. I know it's been a minute, but we are back. We're back at it. Keynotes: Memphis, December 14th. Cincinnati, December 18th. December 28th, Wisconsin, before we reach SEC play. Pay attention tonight, 7 p.m. Florida State on deck. We win that, we get a rematch with Purdue. Hopefully, if they beat VCU. If not, it's an even matchup. People, we got one top 25 win so far versus Washington. Went up to Toronto. Keep rolling with us. Let's go Vols till the day we exit. Boom, boom, room. It's Ron Slade. Thank you. I'm out of here.
AM 950 WAKM Franklin.